Hello. And here you've got to go quickly. So, yeah, I'll leave just right after everyone's sworn in. And he does his final remarks, and then everyone can just chat and stuff. So, okay, I gotta go to Janola. So, yeah, anything beneath the sign or do? Or yeah, so after the judge swears each of you in, there'll be a an oath of office that you and the judge will sign.
Okay. I have to
But
make
you'll
certain
do you'll
plan or account anything.
just a pen,
Okay.
but
Okay. No,
probably blue
it
or
had to
black
be in
ink.
like black or blue.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Okay, so don't move my red.
Yeah. Do you want to take that pen? I think this one still works. I'll give you another one too.
I've got a pen. I just think not me.
What do you need?
Well, I was just saying if we needed more pins up there for when they're training.
Oh,
You
I've
got some?
got several pens.
Okay, yeah, just for when the judge and the officers are being sworn in. But you can just do it after, even as long as the judge signs before he leaves all the oaths. And then I don't know if you want, do you want me to take the oaths and save them into a drive and share them with you?
Yeah, man. Because it says that we're supposed to come in the night in the city recorder,
Yeah.
right? You know,
Which you don't have
but the
one.
city recorder is supposed to turn those into
The
the
treasurer.
treasurer,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So somebody, hey, if we so, yes, yep. And so
Yeah,
we've
so
got
just up
the
there. Yeah. Are you Judge Jewel?
yeah.
I'm Spencer.
Hey, Eric, nice to meet you.
Me too. I used to actually be the court administrator for Linden for like
Okay.
8 years.
Thanks.
Yeah, I worked with Judge Sessions.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
But yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we'll just have the five oaths of office for you to sign
Okay.
after you swear each person in.
Okay, sounds good. How about the man? So the
Here's a couple pens for you if you want to put them
up there. It looks like somebody that's.
He's the judge.
Oh, they see.
He's going to swear every other. You can have whatever you think.
You don't need that.
No.
I think they can hear it. So that pickup sounds bad.
Or somebody on the Zoom?
Yeah.
Should be drunk. Oh.
First division one.
I don't know if you need me to use this.
Yes.
Then I'll try to use my quiet, non-teacher voice if I use this. welcome. Appreciate you being here. I've conducted lots of church meetings, and none of them make me as nervous as this. And there's not even as many people picked. But I'm extremely nervous, so bear with me. We would just like to get started with this short, relatively short, first official town meeting. I've asked Sharon if she would lead us in the pledge. I know this. I guess.
Anyway, oh, never mind. Yeah, I'm going to leave. I have a pledge of allegiance to the United States of America, the Republic for which it stands, one nation, the God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello. David Charles from Lewis and correct.
Our dear Father in Heaven, Father, we're very grateful for this opportunity that we have to be able to gather here as a community and as a new town. Father, we pray for thy help and thy guidance tonight as we start this process to become a town. Father, we pray for thy guidance as we strive to be able to work together, to be able to make the right decisions for this town and for this area. Father, we're grateful for this time of year that we have to be able to celebrate the birth of thy son. Father, we're grateful for this beautiful area that we live in. We're grateful for our many blessings. We love thee and we appreciate thee so very much, and we say these things in the name of thy son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, David. We don't have a whole bunch of stuff on the agenda for today. If you want to come to a really long meeting, come back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And we'll get into some real church business already. Today, the only thing that we're here for is to do the swearing in. So we just want to get out. Eric, Honorable Eric Jewell, who is the judge for Payson, Sandgren, Goshen, Chinola, several other small communities, and more than likely will be helping us out as far as those matters are going. He will come and do the swearing in. We could do this individually, but I think we've chosen to do it all together. So if four town council members will join me right up here in front of the black, Judge Jewell will give us the oath and really vote it out.
I put raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend the
Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America. The
Constitution of the State of Utah.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
The laws and ordinances of the town of Springwood.
And the laws and ordinances of the town of Springwood.
That I will discharge the duties of my office.
That I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity. All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's that's I just want to come getting people out of the building. Takes down. Aye, aye. And I will now invite the new town council to come and take their seats. Whatever you want.
I don't know.
I don't know if there's any more going to sit by. No, there's not. There's no time for anything or order to die, so I didn't. All right. So, as long as you guys will verify we're making this official, we'll give each of you your oath of office that you'll need to sign. That's me. Yep. All right. Spencer, how far can I deviate on the agenda?
It's your agenda. As long as you don't talk about anything that you need to make a decision on, you're good.
Then, before I say, I just want to see if you guys are going to say anything to work with. I didn't ask them to do this because they're anything you want to say? Okay.
Just ready to get started and just look forward to to hearing the info from the community on there. I think that's going to be important just as we work together to be able to to form this town and look forward to that.
Robert, yeah, I guess I work with everybody and want to hear your feedback. I guess maybe I'm going to be the one that sticklers up. I really want to follow the Constitution, so I'm going to try to hold all of our decisions as close as we can to our county to follow me.
Sharon.
Okay. Thank you for all of you for being here and for the effort you put in to support us and the times you go. And we actually we're doing it ourselves, but we better follow the Constitution, both the United States Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. And I'm hoping that you will also dedicate yourselves to supporting us in that we can be able to.
Thank you. I echo the word of Aaron here. On Saturday, we went to some training at the Salt Lake, and there was a book about that big, we're supposed to read. And I think any of the folks are getting into, I'm willing to pop forward and get to work on.
I think that book is called The Basics of Running a Community or something like that. I don't know what that and is. Mine I cross out and it says government over dumps. So that's another 5 foot stance. All right. So now the agenda says that I'm supposed to be a few remarks. And you know what, I quite often when I give talks in church, I write it all down, but then I pretty much can get up and just kind of say what I want. But if you bear with me, I wrote it down myself. So I'm gonna do want to make sure I say what I wrote down so I won't forget and I'm nervous. It's good. So bear with me if I kind of read it. Standing before you today, though, the first mayor of this beautiful little community is really, I'm a little bit in shock, to be honest. Never in my craziest dreams did I ever see myself as mayor of Springland. And I do have some pretty crazy dreams. On the other hand, my heart is full of pride and full of humility, even though it's not a position that I really aspire to or sign off to. Out of the obligation, I do consider it an honor to serve you, my friends, and my neighbors. I consider all of them, even everyone in Spring Lake, my neighbor, and my friends. And it's for that very reason that I do not say being elected as mayor like them. I know that many of you are reluctant, maybe fearful, and some of you are even opposed to the corporation. Believe me, I had some of those very same thoughts, and I am still nervous. But more than being fearful or nervous of the challenge we now face of establishing a new town, I was more fearful of what would become a Spring Lake if we did not incorporate. I feared that we would lose our identity as Spring Lakers. Now, there are worse things than being connected to Mason or Sandpoint. I do love our neighbors to the north and the south, but I am convinced that not incorporating would have eventually led to being annexed into Mason or Sandpoint. And maybe that would not have been such a bad thing. But for generations, this community has been our home. It's been our way of life, our shared legacy. Angela Stanton said it best in her Spring Lake history book when she said, Spring Lake born, Spring Lake bred, and when I die, I'll be Spring Lake dead. For generations, we have cherished our independence, our open spaces, and the strong community ties that define who we are. We are not a city of big business or curving gutters. We do not have libraries or golf clubs or grocery stores. We do not have stoplights or bad traffic or city lights that hide the view of the night sky. We do not have restaurants. We do not have subdivisions. Our wealth does not lie in any of those things,
but it does lie on the fertile soil of our hayfield. The quiet of the night sings with frogs and crickets, the orchards and farms, the lake that might not be ours, but it still is the namesake of our community. It is in the mountains that surround us, the east, like an embracing hug, the fields to the west that open up like a welcome mat to visitors. Our strength comes from the calloused hands of a farmer, from a neighbor, taking food over to someone in times of need, the resilience of our families, and the unbreakable bonds that tie us together as a community. This chapter is becoming our own town. It requires that we stand together. It calls upon our resilience and our shared history and the love of this community. We are not just a piece of land to be divided up between cities to the north or the south, but we are a living, breathing community with the spirit and determination that deserves preservation. We will face challenges, there is no doubt. We will need to be problem solvers, not problem creators. We will need to cooperate and practice tolerance and patience. We will need to balance the budgets. We will need to be creative in making ends meet. The path ahead will be difficult sometimes, but most times it will be sweet. We must remember the residents of our community are our greatest asset. My vision for our community is simple: to preserve the very essence of who we are while building a future that is sustainable and prosperous for everyone. That is not just a job for one person. It is a shared endeavor. And that is why I thank those who ran for county councils, whether you were elected or not. It is evident that so many people want this to work and they want to be involved. It does not end with the mayor, it does not end with the town council, but it will be reaching out to you as we look for people who are willing to serve on a planning and zoning commission, as a town recorder, a town treasurer, and other town elections. And it goes beyond that, as we ask for all of them with patience to share your thoughts and ideas, to be involved, to pray for us. It will require open dialogue, community engagement, and a commitment to working together, respecting the wisdom of those who have been here for a very long time, some of them in their 90s, and at the same time, embracing the ideas of those who represent our future. Let me say that once again, respecting the wisdom of our elders and embracing the ideas of our group. As mayor, I promise to live up to the oath that I just swore, to obey the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah with fidelity. I need to look that definition up in the dictionary just to make sure I was willing to do that with fidelity. The definition says of fidelity that it is faithfulness to a cause, a person, and a belief. I can do all three of those. I promise to be faithful to the cause for which I became involved in the beginning, the cause of saving our community and our way of life. Faithful to a person or people, the people of Spring Lake, who I love and respect, and faithful to a belief in God and the two great commandments to love God and to love our neighbor. And if we can do that, then I have a belief that this will work. I personally pledge to be a mayor who listens, who advocates fiercely for our way of life, and who will give my blood, sweat, and tears if needed to ensure that our community remains as there are so many adjectives: vibrant, peaceful, thriving, beautiful, supportive, quiet, loving, engaging, and the list goes on and on. A place where we can call home. A place that we can call Spring Lake. Thank you for your trust, for your dedication, and for allowing me, seriously, the immense privilege of meeting our community in the next chapter. Thank you.
So now you ask for a motion to adjourn.
Well, we adjourn on you until tomorrow's five.
I'll second it.
Make that motion. Nope.
It will make the motion. There you go. Now you vote. Now you vote to adjourn. You gotta vote. There you go.
Now, before you leave, or Morgan, you can go out and visit for a while and then refreshments.